Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. Thank you guys once again for joining in. I'm Laura Koh, your host, and today we're going to chat about perception. Here's something that I have been thinking about for a really long time, and I wanted to share with you guys. I am just completely fixated on this question of perception, of what it is that I'm experiencing, what you're experiencing in any given moment, and how can there be any truth when my experience and your experience don't line up? So this is what's been on my mind is, has it really ever fully dawned on you guys, because it's really on my mind lately, that when I'm in a discussion with somebody about politics, about in a relationship with somebody who, you know, we don't agree. If you've been in a marriage for a long time, there's certainly a lot of times when you just see things really differently. Has it really dawned on you, because it's starting to dawn on me, that the person who you're speaking to has 100% as much interest in what they're saying as you have about what you're saying? Meaning, if I am right now focused on articulating a point to you, right now I am 100% focused on trying to get this idea out to everybody listening. And your perception of that is 100% what you really believe to be true. Because when you're in a discussion with somebody, and the reason that I think this matters so much and why I wanted to discuss it is because if I'm 100% feeling as if what I'm saying makes perfect sense and you feel the same way, or I'm as committed to what I'm saying as you are committed to what you're saying, then what if we don't agree? What if we don't see things the same way? Most of us don't know what to do in that position. When we were younger and you didn't agree, you were in a school system and the schools would decide for you. There's a person of authority. When you don't agree and you're at a work environment, there's a hierarchy there and the decision gets made for you. But what do you do in your relationships when you just fundamentally don't agree? What do you do when somebody is presenting a picture of the world and you don't see it that way? Well, I just wanted to share a few ideas with you. I've been studying neuro-linguistic programming. I just got certified in that as well, and I have been really fascinated by their take on it. Here's the things that they would suggest. One, is the person painting a picture for you? Are you noticing that they're explaining an image? If they're explaining an image to you, are you understanding the image before you speak? Are you really taking the time, in other words, to listen? And are you listening for what they're really trying to say? Is it an image? Are they painting a picture? And if they are, are you validating that that picture is something that you can also see? Or are they having a discussion that's auditory? Are they explaining what is on their mind, what they're thinking, the discussion, the words in their mind? Are they trying to share with you what they hear in their head? Or is it a feeling? Is it something that they are trying to get you to understand and that it's a feeling that they have? Because in neuro-linguistic programming, what people are doing is that they are either expressing a feeling, they are expressing an image, or they are expressing what they hear. Most of us have visual, some of us have auditory, and some of a smaller percent live more often in feelings. But if somebody is expressing a feeling and you are expressing an image, you will never get there. So step one, notice the words that they are choosing. Are they saying, I see that the situation is, and then they fill it in? Do they say, look, the way that I see it is? Or are they saying, are you not listening? I am trying to explain something. You're not hearing me. Or they're saying to you, I am feeling a certain way. Do you understand how I am feeling? When we go through these different types of expressions, if you reply to them based on the words that they're using, they will feel a sense that you are at least on the same page, even if you don't agree. They will feel that they have been heard, that their feelings have been heard, that what they're trying to say has been heard, or the picture that they are painting has been recognized. Before you do that, you can't move on because the person feels as if they are not being understood. In all of us, there is a singular desire to be understood, because I believe the whole idea behind authenticity is that there is this deeper self that we are trying to bring forward. And we want that deeper self to be understood. We want to be heard. We want to be seen. We want our truth to be recognized and cared for. Often the way that we articulate that deeper self is through expression of verbal thought. And what we are doing is we are painting a picture, we are expressing a feeling, or we are explaining what we hear auditorily. So notice, take some time, see if you can notice the people around you. What style do they default to? What style are you? Do you often talk in terms of feelings? Do you often try to express a feeling you're having? Are you painting a picture that you're trying to express? Or is it a conversation in your head that you're communicating? After you get clear what type of modality you come from and what type of modality the other person is coming from, you can close a lot of these gaps in communication breakdowns. So if you start to accept that the person you're talking to is so committed to what they're experiencing as much as you are committed to what you're experiencing, and you use these tricks from neuro-linguistic programming to help you close that gap, so that even if two people disagree, they can start to understand what the other person is saying more effectively, it can get rid of a lot of unnecessary and unwanted conflict, which is what we all want. It can also help people feel heard and seen, which is what every human being wants, right? What do we all want in the end of the day? We want our deepest intentions, our deepest self, to be heard and appreciated. And we want to bring that forward in a way that is working. But if you have these fundamental differences in how you communicate, that can be the biggest breakdown. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Check it out. Neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. It's a very cool system. It's got a lot of really practical applications. It's something that I've just gotten my degree in. I feel really excited about, and I've been using with all my clients. I hope you love this one, and thanks again for tuning in.